Mais on tente de l'autre. On va se dire ensemble.
Sister. Don't pray for long, though. Just pray a short one. You say you want to pray. Just pray. Pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the Nigerian state has declared war. Are you aware that we are now officially at war? You don't know. Are you sitting down here? Yesterday night, they officially declared war against Boko Haram. So whether you know it or not, you are now officially at war. Amen. You're not afraid. Are you afraid, bro? Are you afraid? I'm just passing information to you. Amen. I know on Sunday, the brother was, he brought something very important. You know, hearing God. Okay, so, you know, when you are at the state of war, you must hear God. Is it not so? You must hear very, very clearly. So, I want to build on that. There was something that came. I want to build on it. Please, can you bring First John chapter 1? We are looking at it yesterday. This is just a short thing. I'm not taking a long time. Remember, we are praying about, you know, we have these 2 points. We are praying about the state situation and also about the Boko Haram thing. You know, so we are looking at hearing God. And, you know, when you talk about that, the question is, which voice are you hearing? Which voice am I supposed to hear? Is God a man? Is God a man? The scripture says God is not a man that he should lie. Amen. So if you are going to hear God, it means you're also going to hear God at that level. So I want to just go into this scripture and, you know, just bring out one or two things. So that, because on Sunday we are going to continue with the teaching. So this is extra for those who are here today. Amen. Brother, what's all those ones now? Those ones. Okay, can you put the interlinear? So if you look at that verse 1, there are 3 words that have been used about sin. There are 3 Greek words that have used. Alright, so now this is what Isaac says. We are going deep. I want to dig deep into the scripture. So we are looking at the word to see. We are looking at the word to see. To see. What does it mean to see? Amen. God sees. Does God have natural eyes to see? If God doesn't have natural eyes to see, then how does he see? Genesis 1 says that we were created in the image and in the likeness of God. So that means however God sees, you and I are supposed to see it that way also. You know, as we are coming in, you are singing that song. You know, he has made me to be his dwelling place. Amen. And we're talking about Emmanuel, God in us. So, if you look at the first one, it says that which we have heard from the beginning. Actually, that translation is not really correct. You know, but I'm not going there because the word there, beginning, is archi. The word that which you have heard from the beginning. That beginning, if you don't look at it, well, it's talking about the person from which everything begins from, is the principal originator. It's not just talking about beginning of time, because anybody who was at the beginning must have been before the beginning. Amen. So, that which we have heard, I'm not looking like that, but which we have seen. So the first word there about seeing is Horam. Okay, that which we have seen, that's number one, that's in this verse. The next one, that which we have seen with our eyes, ophthalmos, ophthalmology, has to do with those who are doctors that deal with the eye. That's the second one in this verse. Then there's another one which is very interesting. Theomai, that which we have looked upon. That's from where you have the word theory. So in this verse alone, very rich verse, three words: Horam, Ophthalmos, Theomai. Amen. So you can see the progression, that which we have looked upon with our eyes. That we have what? I'm coming there. It's part of it. I'm going to deal with it. It's part of the hearing. By the way, since the brother is there, look at the word aku. That's from where you get the word acoustic. Anybody who has gone to school, you know, acoustic is speaking of what? Sound. Yeah. Okay? Good. And if you are a very good student of the Bible, you will see automatically that the two important things you need if you want to hear God, if you want to touch God, is what? Hearing, seeing, and touching. There are three things. Those are three. Out of the five senses, those three are very, very important. But beyond that, there are five senses. And all those five senses, you see them in 1 John chapter 1. We are looking at it. But today I'm looking at just seeing. Amen. Okay. I take it again. You have Horam, that which we have seen with our eyes, and that we have looked upon. And our hands have handled of the what? Of the word of life. No, this word of life was at the beginning. Anyway, John 1 says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. And in him was life. And that life was the light of men. And that life was made flesh and dwelt among. That is tabernacle. That's the ark. You know the ark is the word made flesh. Don't you know? Right. On top of the ark, you have what you call mercy seat. It's just God. God overcoming and encompassing mortality, is being swallowed up by immortality. That's what the ark is. And that is the manual. God in me. That is, I'm in Nigeria. There is war, but immortality means God in my situation. So God is with me. So Boko Haram can jump up and jump down. God is in me. Amen. Say amen. You're all excited. God is here. God is with me. It's not far. That is Emmanuel. So we are speaking of reality. You must know the reality. That anywhere you are carrying God. God made flesh. Because in the principle, that's what we are looking at. So, we are looking at the ability to see. And you see with the eyes. Okay. Now, the natural eyes. The natural eyes are this one I'm seeing. So you have the physical eyes. You have the physical eyes. And they have the eyes of the mind. Eyes of the mind. Is that correct? Are you all quiet? Are you afraid of the mind? are you afraid of the mind? Eyes of the mind. Since this brother has come now. Where the Hebrew is eyes of the mind. Well, how did God see? Okay. So the physical type of seeing is the natural eyes. Alright? But you see, the eyes of the mind means to know, to be aware of something. This is perception. Okay, so I want to break the word down. What does perception mean? Anybody? What does perception mean? Yes, where are the English people? What does it mean to perceive something? I perceive that thou art a prophet. Is that in your Bible, Sister Angela? What is she talking about? What does she perceive? Is that she? People are the English people now. Wake up. What does perception mean? Where are they now? To be aware. Okay. But that, you have not completed. To be aware, how? How do you become aware? Using what means? To be aware by what? Okay. Because I've caught you. You are the one that said it. But if you go to any dictionary, they will tell you perception means to be aware of something or of somebody without the physical eyes. Or like you have said, to be aware by the senses. That is perception. Okay, now I've caught you now. You have entered my... when you use the word perception, you are no longer talking of natural eyes. Is that correct, brother? I'm waiting for you now because I know your text says this brother now. He has reading one book now. He has come to teach us one. I didn't read it. It's Bible I'm reading. To be aware by the senses means perception. Someone said, I perceive that thou art a prophet. What is he talking about? He's not talking about physical eyes. Amen. Amen. Those who are naturally blind, they are very, very aware. Isn't it so? Have you met a blind man before? He's moving like this, but he knows everything around him. How does he see? Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. So somebody can be seen physically, but he's blind spiritually inside. Is that correct? The Bible says that the God of this world has done what? Has blinded the eyes. In fact, it was so bad, even there were two brothers, Holy Ghost brothers. They were with Jesus, they thought he was a stranger. But do you know them? Serious? They were with Jesus, but they did not know who he was. But the Bible said that their understanding was opened. And they did what? They saw him. Hallelujah. So when we're talking about knowing the will of God, it's not just putting tape. Tape is playing. Tape can play from here to Abba and back. You have not heard the voice of God. Hallelujah. So there has to be another type of seeing. So this Perception means, like Brian Yago said, it means to be aware. Somebody says to have experience. To ascertain. Of course, to know. To understand. Amen. Now, the physical, the working of the senses means when you hear something, it's not just enough. If you hear something and you don't understand what you are hearing, or if you see something and you do not understand what you are seeing, it doesn't make any meaning. It's just, so with the way the senses work, when you hear, it also gives you understanding of what you are hearing. When, as you're hearing my voice now, you have an understanding of what I'm seeing, because that is the way God made your senses to function. Amen. Now, going further, the first word he mentions is ophthalmos. Ophthalmos. Yes, I know it's horror. This ophthalmos means the mind of, sorry, the eye of the mind. Sorry. Can I have? Okay, let me write that. This is ophthalmos. The other one is horao. Okay, that's better. Okay. There are two other words. So this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then there's another one. Eido. Now the horao means that is this one, that which we have seen. It means active observation. That is to glare at something. So this is active. This other one, actually the number for this one is 3. You can check it as I'm writing it. 3708 Greek 3708. It is Greek 3700. So you have your Android Bible, you can check it as we're writing it. This means casual observation. Casual observation. It means to behold. This means to behold continuously. If I look at Isaac and remove my eyes, I've seen him, but I've moved my eyes. It's like your wife says, why are you looking at me? Is it the same thing? I look at you and I'm looking at it like this. And now when I look at you, I remove my eye. I did the same thing. One is casual. The other one is to look, and you continue to look. Amen. Good. They all have different meanings. So that's the second one. So these two are in one class. That means to behold. To behold something. Amen. Someone says, I'm looking at the Lord. Or you are beholding the things of God. You just behold and move your eye. You go back to your normal business. Are you seeing the Lord? Actually, to see means to turn the thoughts of your heart, of your mind, and fix it on something. That means to look at. Okay, when you look at something, you look here, use your physical eyes, and you look at him. I'm looking at you, isn't it? Now, but spiritually, to behold something means you have fixed your thoughts at an object or at someone who should be Christ. Amen. He said, Jesus, what did he do? He just looked casually. He says, his eyes was fixed upon what was said before him. Amen. And because his eyes were fixed on what was before him, he endured. Amen. So someone says, I'm looking at the Lord. I'm seeking the face of God. But you only look it casually. It's only 5 minutes a day. You are looking at it. That is everything. For the 24 hours of the day, only 5 minutes of that 24 hours, you have taken time to turn your attention. So what are you doing? You are a casual observer. Amen. Is that also? Say amen now. Yes. You are a casual observer. And you cannot see the Lord. Amen. It's different from the person who is beholding. Amen. And we will see the difference. So, these two are on the surface of seeing the Lord. So let's go again to our scripture. That which we have was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have horao with our eyes. Did he stop there? Answer now. Did he stop there? Which we have what? Tiomai. Amen. Hallelujah. What was he doing in Tiomai? I'll tell you. Tiomai means to. It means to examine closely. It means to examine and to investigate. In fact, it means to look at something closely. It means to learn by looking. It means to visit and learn of a thing. It means to perceive of something. And it means to inspect something. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When you are inspecting something, are you look casually and you go away? You look at it. You want to buy, give me gala. You are driving on the road, they give you gala, you pay. Is that what you do? You are driving, they give you gala, you pay. What do you do? You take the gala. What do you do? You start looking for the expiry date. Hallelujah. The man that looks casually will buy an expired product. But he asked to see, but I looked now. He looked at it, he said, is that gala? Hey, it's gala. He saw it was gala, but he didn't know that the gala was what? Expired. Amen. They are not the same at all. Someone said, I've been praying and seeking the face of God. No problem. How were you praying? Was it a casual looking? Was it a casual inspection? Even the inspection has another one. Okay, let's see the other one. Can you guess what the second one will be? It means continuous inspection. You're always inspecting the Lord. Hallelujah. You're always turning him around. You bring this one, you open this one, you tear the word. You lose it, throw it around. You're inspecting, you're still looking. Amen. Moses says, I will now turn aside and behold the sight. Did he not see it before? He saw the site. He said, no, this one requires more effort. So he removed the shoe and said, I will now look at this site. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, so we have seen it. This one means, I think the best word here is to say to inspect. To investigate. To inquire. David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. That I may do what? That I may behold the beauties of the Lord. And to do what? And to inquire in his house. For how long? Forever. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. Amen. He is inquiring of the Lord. The man wants to inquire of the Lord. You will spend 1 million years on one topic alone. And after that, it's like the more you are inquiring, the more it is growing. Hallelujah. Amen. I have one prayer. I say, God, you see, there is a reality you and I are not aware. Do you know that there is a world as real as this physical world you are talking about? The spiritual world of God is as real, more real than this natural one. And it is going on. I say, God, I want to be part of that spiritual reality. If you are going to be part, if I close my eyes, close my ears, close my nose, I'm 90% out of this world. Isn't that so? So how can you be relating with God and you cannot see? You cannot hear? And you cannot discern? You cannot touch? We are not there. So let's stop deceiving ourselves. Hallelujah. The Bible says that this is life eternal. That we might do what? We might eido. We might know him. Hallelujah. When we know, you touch life. Because that life is reality. It's reality. It's real. The life is made flesh. And the whole thing of the purpose of the ark and the tabernacle is to make God real, God to dwell. That is what the ark means. It means humanity swallowed up by God. Hallelujah. So let's go over it again. The Greek word for this is blepo. Means physical eyes. Mercy will say someone has blepharitis. It means he has infection of the eyes. So the Greeks will call this natural eyes blepo, just natural physical eyes. Alright? But there was a spiritual eye. And that spiritual eye is this ophthalmos. And it has different breakdowns. And we have said the first dimension, the first two words, has to do with just a casual observation. There's another word which you might see. It means scopio. Who can tell us what this means? Scopio. It's another Greek word. What does it mean? It's from there you get the word. Tell us. It's still talking about scope. Scope means you are looking, but you are seeing very, very far. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, what is the problem now? Don't you like me? I'm your brother. Amen. There are some of us, our horizon of God is so short. We can't see beyond now. If Boko Haram comes here now, we are dead. We cannot see beyond. Hallelujah. But there is a place where God opens your vision. Amen. You're able to see far. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can see far, far, far. You can see very, very deep also. Amen. These are dimensions of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, all this put together, that's speaking about an experience in God. That's speaking about the activity and the functioning of the mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And the mind was made for God. The mind, you know, is the east gate. Don't mind that. That is just a spiritual thing. Alright? It's just a spiritual word. But this is if this is the tabernacle, the entrance of the tabernacle is on the east. Amen. So the assignment I want to give you, which I've given myself, because I say God, I must walk in it. I must walk. I'm here today talking about it because at least I'm trying to walk in it. I cannot preach what I'm not practicing. Say amen, brother.
Amen.
I must practice it. So practice it. Try to keep your mind fixed on the Lord. Whenever you are conscious, try to bring your mind. You know, the mind is always running around many, many things. The Bible says you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Now, somebody should read the scripture. 1 Corinthians 6. The Bible says, he that is joined unto the Lord is what? Is one spirit. Okay, that's the scripture I want us to read. Leave this one now. Okay. Alright, look for it. Look for it. What's the time? 8:45. Oh, 8:05. Time then now. You need to pray. That's why I said there's time now. Would you pray for 1 hour? Would you pray? Amen. Hallelujah. Just allow me to teach this basic. Yes, is that verse 17 I want? It's verse 17 I'm interested in. So let me ask you, how are you joined to the Lord? Can somebody tell us? How can you be joined to the Lord? How? Yes? How can I be joined to the Lord? It means all of you here, you don't know how to be joined to the Lord. By focusing. With what? Oh, the sister said you are joined to the Lord by focusing on the Lord with your mind. Okay? Is there anything missing in that? How can you say that he that is joined? Eh? You know, one of the things we must do is to move away from jargon, religious jargon. You know, all those things is religion, brother. We are at war. Huh? Uh-huh. We must walk in the world. How are you joined to the Lord? When who? Who is you? Who is you? Who is we? No, that doesn't help me. Who is me? I want to know who is me. Your spirit. You say he. Who is the he?
The soul.
What is soul?
My soul.
What is soul?
My mind, my nature, my being, my desire.
All of that. You say he that is joined unto the Lord. So okay, how is the soul joined to the Lord? You know something? If the soul is not joined to the Lord, it is joined to something else. You understand? There is no vacuum. So it's not like, well, I'm in the middle. When I land, I'm joined to the Lord. When I want, let me not stay in the middle. There is no middle in it. Amen. Because there's either light or what? Darkness. Amen. So let's read it in a different way. So take away he. Anywhere you see he, remove it. Put your mind. Put your emotions. Put your desires. Put your will. Okay? So the soul that is joined unto the Lord is what? What is this spirit? What is that spirit? What is that spirit? That's really not well. What is that spirit? Christ. Amen. What's the difference between Holy Spirit and Christ? Is there any difference? Between Holy Spirit and Christ? Is there any difference?
Yes.
Said, this brother is disturbing us. Let's just sit there. Let's pray and go home. I know that I'm also looking for your trouble. I'm here to look for your trouble. So I'm poking you. Okay, I don't have trouble. I have blessing. Amen. I have blessing. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to agitate your mind. Because see, we are needing to move forward. And there are some things that we need to drop behind in order to move forward. Amen. So to be joined unto the Lord is what you must do, what I must do. You understand? Because when I'm joined unto the Lord, then we are one spirit. Amen. And to be joined unto the Lord is the experience of the holy place. The whole story of the holy place is that experience of being joined. Alright, like the brother has said. So assuming this is the soul. And you have the mind. This is the body. And the body has these five senses. Amen. So that is where the warfare is. Alright? So the five senses in the body are also in the mind. Amen. And that's what we're looking at. The sense, ability to see. But in the realm of the mind, it becomes an ability. They use the word the faculty. That means God has given you the ability to hear his voice. Okay, you know the scripture that comes to your mind. It says, my sheep do what? Hear my voice. Okay? So it means that there are two hearings now. There is the natural hearing, and then there is the inward hearing. And that's what Isaac was teaching us. Okay, I want to hear God's voice. How am I going to hear God's voice? Is it with my physical ears? So it has to be with an ability. There is something that God has built in me so that when he speaks, I will hear. Amen. But the Bible says that some people are dull of hearing. Is that true?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Eli, he was dull in his eyes. Dull. Well, not too quite dull in his ears. But we see Samuel. Alright? God was speaking. But he was hearing sound. But he didn't have an understanding of what he was hearing. Amen. Is it possible that some of us are like Samuel? Eh? We are hearing noise. But we don't really know what the Lord is saying to us. Sometimes it comes in a dream or a vision or like I'm talking now. Okay, you are hearing noise. But it's possible that there may not be a comprehension. There is no understanding of what is being given out. Amen. And it's critical that you and I must hear. Amen. Someone says that my ears has he opened that I may hear. Is it not? He said, God has spoken. He said, twice have I heard. Hallelujah. So, brethren, we are talking about, as we stay in this time where we are talking about the voice of God. This is for old and for young, for male and for female, whatever your level is in the things of God. You know, in the things of God, there are three classes, or two. Technon, little child, and telios, means fully grown child. Amen. The Bible says that we speak wisdom among whom? Among those who are matured. Hallelujah. Now, if we are in the place where we refuse to grow, we're always hearing milk, 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 milk. There's a problem with that. Because it means that when we ought to be teachers, we have need of milk. God forbid that we should continue to be milk. Amen. Hallelujah. God, Paul said that we speak wisdom among those who are matured. Hallelujah. Amen. So, in your relationship with God, seek to grow. Amen. Seek to, he comes to a point where you can hear, not like Samuel, but you can hear like Eli. You can hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. Amen. David says, and the Lord said to my God, sit down at your right hand. How did he hear? He said he heard my Lord speaking to my Lord. He must have heard. But you know something? That first John says that he's that which was from the beginning. The man heard what was from the beginning. How did he hear? Well, I can tell you, in the spirit there is no time. There is nothing like 2014 or 1950 or AD 82. In the spirit, it is one. There is no time, no date. Amen. Amen. If you hear very well in the spirit, you can hear Moses speaking. Wow. Hallelujah. If you listen very well in the spirit, you can hear Paul talking. Hallelujah. Because in the spirit, there is no division. He said, that which was from the beginning, which what? We have heard, we have seen, and we have touched. Amen. We have beheld. Hallelujah. He said, we have handled him. You handled a man who is coming from down, 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 down. Yes. Brethren, this thing is not story. It is reality. Amen. And Paul said that this is life eternal, that we may know thee. Hallelujah. Spiritual perception is where there is life. Do you know why? Because it's a flow. There is a flow of life. If my mind is opened to the Lord, what happens? The life of God continues to come. Amen. Alright, let me end with this scripture. I'll go and sit down. Ephesians chapter 5. I want to give it to you as a challenge. I want you to give it to me as a challenge. Ephesians 5. 25. It says that Christ loved the church. And cherishes and nourishes it. Okay, are you there? Go to about 25. No, go down. Okay, verse 29. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but what? Nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. Amen. That is the benefit of being joined to the Lord. The head will feed the body. Amen. Hallelujah. How you know you are joined to the Lord is that there is a flow of life. Hallelujah. Okay, I didn't get any amen. Amen. That's how you know. Every wife here knows One of the things the wife they enjoy is that the husband provides for them. It's not that they don't have the money to buy it, it's not so, brother. But the wife wants the husband to provide it. That one makes her a wife. So, don't ever say you are part of the body of Christ when you are feeding yourself. That's what it means to be beheaded. To be beheaded means that your mind is taken away and the mind of Christ comes. It is the mind of Christ that feeds the body. Hallelujah. And the ministry of today is not the ministry of just study scripture. Come on, no. It has to be the mind of Christ. Amen. It is the mind of Christ that is able to bring nourishment to the body. Amen. So, brethren, we are speaking about hearing. Not just hearing but we are speaking about that union between the mind and Christ. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that the mind must be opened. It says this east gate must be opened. But how can the east gate be opened when there are idols in the east gate? That is another matter. We won't talk about it today because I have to pray. Amen. That's another dimension. But I want to drop it. The mind is a place where you have images. Correct? Images. There are altars there. Amen. There are high places there. Amen. And you know, it says there were many of them who came, but very few of them removed the high place. Hallelujah. For as long as the high place is not removed, the sodomites are still by the house of the Lord. Don't you understand? They were still worshiping God, but the sodomites were there. Hallelujah. May the Lord help us. Hallelujah. The mind must be cleansed. It's only when it is cleansed, then it says there's only one temple in that place. Hallelujah. So there was only one temple. What happened to the other ones? They have to be pulled down. And the Bible says the time has come for the strongholds to be broken down. The thing that is bothering me is because there are high places in my mind. Each time I want to turn my mind. The Bible says that when you shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. There's a veil over the mind. So it's not just a question of, okay, from now on, I'm going to fix my mind. It's beyond, I'm going to fix my mind. Hallelujah. He said, as long as Moses is read, there's a veil over the mind. There's darkness. There's a covering. He says, the God of this world has blinded the mind. So, there has to be a pressing on. As you seek to wait upon the Lord, don't just do routine, because routine, you're not doing it for anybody. Because while you are doing routine, somebody is more serious and is moving ahead. I want to tell you. Amen. Say amen. There's a pressing on in Zion. Hallelujah. So the thing is, where is your mind? Is it opened? Are there altars in your mind? Are there images? You know, images that there are the erect ones, stone images. You know, stone, the longer you stay, the harder it becomes, brother. You know, so. I sent somebody to put something on my wall. So, guy said, your wall is too strong. I know why, because the cement is, the Eagle cement is now stronger than when it was put before. That's how the images are in our hearts, in our minds. Hallelujah. And if that image is there, the Lord cannot enter. It's an image of jealousy. Ezekiel 8 says that the Lord came, and behold, at the middle, at the entrance was an image that caused jealousy. And the Lord said, I cannot enter. So I want you to understand, brethren, that we are speaking about wisdom here, about coming to maturity. We are speaking about the mind opening to God. And, you know, so there are many things that have cluttered our minds. They have gone in and it's busy. You sit down to pray and you're in a bag, you know. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The mind is saying to you, I have a problem. I have a problem. Amen. But it's possible to break down those images. The Bible says, that the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is a liberty. Amen. That when you shall turn to the Lord, the veil will be taken. Then we can hear very clearly. Then we can see the Lord. We can look into his face. And we will, in fact, we are enraptured by the vision that we see. Amen. The more you see, he says, you are looking at his face and you are caught up by the beauty of what we are seeing. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, the amen is not strong enough. No problem. No. Because for me, I don't have so much excitement. I say, oh, dude, this thing is so dull. Why do I have to look at the Lord? I know my problem. It's because I am so far away. Amen. You know, the things of God are so exciting. I'm not excited. My emotions are not. They're not impressed by what I've seen. They're not excited. Eh? My desire wants to be something else. Hallelujah. I'm not to talk about the will, because the mind, the emotion, and desire, they command the will what to do. So the will is right down there waiting. So whatever you people decide, I will do. And the will is a slave. It's an ox slave. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, there has to be a transformation. And this transformation must be a daily walk. It is something that you must decide. Say, God, every day I must make progress. Every day this east gate must open wider. Every day this east gate. Because it says, if you look at John 7, it says, on that great day, say, out of the belly of those that believe will flow rivers of living water. He said, and he spoke of the Spirit. Brethren, we're speaking about a river that is flowing in. Alright? In Eden, God made the river to flow and feed the mind. God created the mind. He's the only one that can nourish it. Don't you understand? Amen. He created the mind with the same image of God, the same nature of God, the same likeness of God. Hallelujah. My mind was not meant to study medicine. No. Was not meant to study law. No. That is, you can see it now. That is natural knowledge. It's not addressing this. You can see the number of them that are waiting. Eido. He says, no man shall say to his brothers, Eido the Lord. That means perceive the Lord. Because they shall all know me. Amen. We are in that time when men are knowing God. That is, there is an enlargement of their scope of knowledge of God. Amen. We're not talking about theory. We're speaking about experience. Hallelujah. So, brethren, let us encourage to press on. Amen. Let us be eagle saints. The eagle saint, or the Christ man, or the Christ-like Christian, is that Christian whose mind is fixed on the Lord. Amen. Let us seek to be ruled by our mind, not by emotion or by our desires. Amen. That is the characteristic. A spiritual soul is ruled by the word of God. Amen. It's opened up. The east gate is open. And if our minds are open, then our senses also will be opened. And we can hear the Lord. Do you know that in the realms of heaven, there is no quiet time? There's always thundering and earthquake and lightning and... Is that not what the man said? There's always a rumbling. There's always a trumpet. There's always a message that's been spoken in the realms of heaven. So if your heavens are so quiet, check where you are. Because when you come to God, he's always speaking. There are always trumpets, voices, speaking. Hallelujah. And I pray that I can come to that point where I am enraptured by the voices that I'm hearing. And while I'm there, certainly I will hear the voice of the Lord. He said, this is the way. Walk ye in it. Amen. You will hear another one say, this is not the way. Don't walk in it. Amen. So it will come to the place where we can hear the word of God, where we can know the will of God for us in any matter. And it comes from a relationship. It's not a one-touch thing. Amen. So the closer we are to the Lord, the more definite we can be of what God is saying to us. And the more He sanctifies our senses so that we can perceive Him, we can know Him. So that we're not just glancing, alright, or just inspecting and we go away 1 minute, but we have a continuous inspection, observation, and inquiry of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes? Okay. He says, what is the difference between the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Christ? Okay. So can you bring that scripture, 1 John 5:7? Amen. So he said there are three that bear witness in the spirit or in heaven. The father is spirit. Amen. Christ, who is the son, is also spirit. Amen. And then there is the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the three walk in one. Hallelujah. Okay, so Christ is the Son of God. And Christ is a many-membered body. This one here is head and body. And He has sent His Spirit to walk in the head and in the body. Does that help you? Christ is a spirit. And that Christ, that is the spirit, came into the body of one man called Jesus. Amen. So He is the head of Christ. But He's not the only one that's going to be in Christ. There are many other men whom He's raising up that will also be filled with the Spirit of Christ to form Christ. Amen. So this is what God wants to produce. Christ. Amen. So, this began from here, and He wants to bring us into Christ. So that's why I say Christ in you is a hope, because you are in control. Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
Christ in you. It has also, it's just a, nothing has been achieved. But it is you, your mind, emotion, desire, will, and your body, and your spirit in Christ. The victory is won. Hallelujah. In means control. And authority means what you are eating, what you are seeing, what you are perceiving. Amen. So say you in Christ is the glory. It's what God wants to achieve. The Christ in you is just the beginning. So Christ comes into you. Alright? Christ comes into you and begins from your spirit. Okay? So this is your spirit. Christ comes into you by the blood, by the word, okay, and by His Spirit. There are three things that bring Christ to your soul. So Christ is born in you, alright? So this Christ that is in you is in your soul, alright? Because the blood is given to make atonement. This is the word, and then this is the Spirit. Because there are three that bear witness on earth. Alright? So this Christ wants to grow. And the way He does that is that the Holy Spirit comes into your spirit so that it can come in and take over the whole realm of your soul. So when you are baptized with the Holy Ghost, Christ has taken over your spirit. But the soul is still not touched. Alright? And that is the purpose of the baptism into Christ. That's, and the only way you can be baptized into Christ is your mind. Your mind must enter into Christ first. So when your mind enters into Christ, then the other parts of your emotion, desire, and your will follow suit. Amen. So the only way to be joined unto the Lord is that your mind must be opened. So Romans 8 says, the carnal mind and the spiritual mind. Those that mind the things of the flesh. Flesh means anything without Christ is flesh. You understand? So if my mind is operating without the unction of the Spirit of God, I'm in the flesh. But if my mind begins to submit to Christ, then I'm in the Spirit. You understand? But you see, I can be in the Spirit for 1 hour in the day. 23 hours, I'm in the flesh. You understand? That's most of our experience. Some of us just have like maybe 10 minutes in the Spirit, and the rest of the day we are just in the flesh. Amen. We are carnal Christians. Amen. I'm not abusing you. I'm saying, okay, I am a carnal Christian. Hallelujah. But God is saying we should make progress. So that I should be spending more time in the Spirit and less time in the flesh. And how can you do that? By keeping your mind. It says, tie this word of God around your mind continually. Think about it. Talk about it. Listen to it. On the road, in sleeping. You understand? So all the time, your mind is under the Spirit. Amen. And if your mind is, your mind has power. Do you know that it's the mind that gives energy to the emotion, to the desire, and the will? Amen. The energy of your soul is in the mind. So if your mind is receiving energy from God, then your body and your emotions and your desire will become regenerated. Your appetites will begin to change. Your feelings will begin to change. Your will will begin to change. You begin to taste after the things of God. You begin to desire after the things of God. It's not going to be a flash. It's a change. So we all, with our open face, beholding the glory of the Lord. We are changed from glory to glory. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is to encourage us, brethren. We are the ones who change ourselves. Hallelujah. And we must tell ourselves the truth. There are altars and images in the mind. It's blocking the road. Let's remove the roadblock. Hallelujah. It says, make a highway for the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord of glory will come in. Amen. We need to level every hill. Every valley, we must level it up. Every crooked way, we must make it straight. And there will be a highway for the Lord into our mind. Hallelujah. And when that happens, you see that the whole soul will be changed. Hallelujah. And that is the battle. When the soul changes, the body will go with the soul. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So that's where we are going to. And that is the breaking news in the church, that some are pressing on. Are you among them? Hallelujah. Where is your mind? Check your mind. And bring your mind to the Lord. The easiest way to bring your mind to the Lord is to think of the scripture. Read the scripture. Keep it on the scripture. When he runs away, bring it back again. It says, that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed. So your mind, you come beyond just casual interaction. You are now in the place of active, continuous inspection and waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. You say, my soul, wait on the Lord. I say, wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Lord will come to those who wait for him. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.